What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So, I'll sound old here for a moment.
Let's go.
Well, I just feel like there's something, I think we've talked about this before. When someone wears a Major League Baseball cap.
Mm-hmm. I have my Mets hat right here.
I know what you're going to say, and I couldn't agree more.
The official cap.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's really just a baseball thing.
Okay.
But it could be the other sports, because just the baseball caps are, I mean, it's different than like NBA and NFL hat.
Yeah, you know? Because they actually wear them on the
exactly.
field. So you're talking about the new era 5950, which is the actual on-field cap.
When people wear their team's cap mm-hmm. in baseball.
Yeah.
I assume that they are a fan of that team.
Yes.
Because you kind of don't wear hat like you just went to LA.
Yes.
And you're a Mets fan.
Yes.
And the BTJ is rooting for Shohei, and she's all decked out in Dodgers gear, whatever.
Yes.
But you're like, dude, I am not wearing a Dodger hat.
No, I wore a Team Japan World Baseball Classic hat. I wanted to support Ohtani and her, but I am not wearing a Dodger hat. I'm not doing that.
This is my point. I would, as a Kansas City Royals fan and a San Diego Padres fan,
mm-hmm.
I have both hats.
Yeah.
I feel very weird. I would feel very odd putting on any other baseball cap.
I
just can't do it.
Yeah.
Did you see what CJ Stroud did?
Yeah, I did see this, and he was taking some heat for it.
I'm on the side of the heat throwers.
Really?
The heat givers.
Well, he's not from there.
I know.
So if you didn't see, so CJ Stroud, who plays in Houston, okay?
Yeah.
He wore a Seattle Mariner hat to a press conference.
Yeah.
And people didn't like it because the idea was, well, you're in Houston. You have to be a Houston Astros fan.
No, he doesn't have to be a Houston Astros fan. But I think what they're saying, and I totally agree, is he should first have the awareness that you're wearing the rivals' hat. Like, the Mariners and Astros are locked in a vicious cockfight for the ALS.
LeBron used to wear Yankees gear.
Well, LeBron's a douchebag. So has CJ Stroud, has he? I think he's kind of exposed himself as a douchebag here.
Wow.
This is the real CJ Stroud, and I don't like it.
Well, he's from California.
He's
yes.
from Southern California.
Well, do you know what he said? Here's what he said. He said, no, I don't expect CJ Stroud to wear an Astros hat.
Yeah.
I don't, just because he's in Houston.
Sure.
I do expect him to have the awareness to not wear a Mariners hat yeah. in Houston. That's pretty. Dude, you're out to lunch if you don't know that.
Makes sense.
Right?
Yeah.
The only other baseball hat that would be acceptable for CJ Stroud would be one like where he's from, which is, he said, was the Dodgers.
Yeah.
So he said, I love hats. Yeah. I like wearing hats all the time.
Yeah.
I probably have every team, but I support the Astros and the Dodgers because I'm from LA. It's yeah. kind of contradicting, but I still love the Astros, but it's all good. I understand. It's all about the swag. I'm just kidding. What?
Yeah, he's a fashion guy.
Now I get that, but then he says, I'm just kidding.
No, he's not.
This is all wrong.
He's a fashion guy.
This is all wrong.
Yeah.
I get it that some guys wear hats only for colors or fashion.
And that's what's happening here.
Yeah. I have a problem with that when it comes to baseball hats, first of all, and that's where I'm going to sound 100 years old, but yeah. I don't care. And second, I just think that you need to be respectful of...
Wow.
Wow, Colin. I like it. Rob's
you do.
Rob's coming out Colin Cowherd style.
You need to be respectful of the Major League, of your hometown team and their fans.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Knowing that, why not?
Well, let's say he was a diehard Dodgers fan and he says he grew up a Dodgers fan or whatever. I have no problem with him wearing a Dodgers
but
hat.
But herein lies the problem.
That's what
but,
I said.
Yeah, but herein
I
lies
said
the problem.
No, no.
He's not a Dodger. If he grew up a diehard Mariners fan, by all means, you can wear the Mariner hat.
Yes.
But you're not.
That's right.
You are
right.
choosing to wear something because you like the S, and he even said he liked the S, he liked the color.
Sure, exactly. And
so
I know people like this who have hats just because they like the way they look.
And that's fine. Like, if I like a hat because it looks fine, and it looks cool, and it doesn't mean anything to me, I should probably be aware that in that circumstance, in Houston.
Yes.
I shouldn't wear that. If I have all these other hats to choose from and they're just fashion hats, wear one of the team that I'm not in a bitter divisional fight with.
The fact that he didn't think about that.
That's the problem.
Tells me a lot about him.
Yes.
Like, dude.
Yes.
Basic awareness.
You got a little, who is it? You got a little like Drake or Justin Bieber in you. Yeah. There's a.
Because you know LeBron, even as douchey as LeBron is, he knows what he's doing.
Yes, and he is a Yankee guy. He says it. He wears Yankee stuff. Although now that he's down in L.A., I'm guessing he wears Dodger stuff.
Oh, I'm sure he does.
Well, it's weird because like there's leeway in this. You're a Kansas City Royals fan, mm-hmm. and we've been doing this for 20 plus years together. I root for Kansas City because at least when they're playing the Mets, that stinks. Like in the World Series, but. Like, that's a good little team, and I see how much. So when they played the Giants in the World Series, I was like, hey, get me a Royals hat. And I do wear that hat out and about. But I will tell you this, when someone, and it always happens, be like, oh, man, are you a Kansas City fan? I always say, no, my partner is, and I support him. But I wouldn't wear a Phillies hat. If you were a Phillies fan,
this is what I'm just saying.
I would tell you to go pound sand.
Yeah, yeah.
So there's certain teams, you're right, there's a feel to it. There's certain teams that it's
okay. You just can't wear it.
You can't wear it.
And that and his situation, he cannot wear that hat. I'm sorry, this only applies to baseball. But it's
I feel it applies to a lot of things. Like if you're an Oregon fan, if you're a Duck fan.
Well, yeah, college, that's good. I was thinking pro sports, but you're right. College is
like I think like if you were an Oregon fan, like if Buck came in wearing a South Carolina Gamecocks hat and he was like, hey, my wife's dad went to South Carolina. He's a big fan. I wouldn't think anything of it. If Buck came in wearing a USC hat, I'd be like, dude, what? Like USC? And you're like, my grandfather, you know, whatever, so went to USC. I'd be like, yeah, that's weird. Pick a lane, stay in it. There's just certain, you got to be careful about bitter rivalries and like there's some leeway, but there's clear lines.
Very clear.
Where you should be like, this isn't okay.
And might I also offer that if you're into hats for just fashion,
yeah,
just leave the baseball hat out of it.
I like where you're going
there's
with
plenty
that.
Of hats you can, be feral. You know that guy? The hat guy?
Yeah.
You mean Pharrell.
Oh, yeah, that guy. Yeah.
His name is not Pharrell.
Yeah, what's his name?
Pharrell.
Pharrell.
Yeah, Pharrell. Be that guy.
I'm happy, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's not feral.
Yeah,
he's not
like a cat.
He's not out there being a
wild. Be the feral Pharrell.
Yeah. Or, you know, you can get like company. I have moved outside of like the Mets hat. I've moved into more just kind of company hats or like logos. It's a little bit easier for me.
Well, people doing hat bits now. You know, golfers. Yeah, there's all kinds of.
Oh yeah, there's all kinds of little,
all kinds of bits and little,
you know, yeah.
Things go up. You know, they turn.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from.
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots. He scores.
That's radio happening now, connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The words upside down now, sure. And I don't know why,
I hate those so much.
Why do they do that?
It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Are we 1,000 years old? Because I think we are.
It's funny. I do find the baseball hat to be a little more, it means a little more.
That's right.
It's the SEC of hats. It means more. It's real to me, damn it.
Put some reverence on the MLB hat.
I like
there are rules to that hat.
Yes. And to your point. There is just no way I was wearing a Dodger hat at Dodger Stadium.
Yeah.
Wasn't happening. I'll go down there. I'll support that team. I paid way too much money for tickets. I was cheering when the Dodgers were scoring runs against the Padres, but at no point was there a Dodger lid that was going on my head. It just wasn't going to happen. It wouldn't be right.
And somebody says, but he's not going to do it with football, CJ Stroud. Do you remember when Colin Kaepernick wore a Miami Dolphins hat?
Yeah.
Oh,
and it wasn't that was like the offseason, right?
That was a thing.
Yeah, he was photographed like on an apartment balcony wearing a Dolphins hat in the offseason, not in front of the media, and people lost their damn minds.
I mean,
it's weird.
That would be like CJ Stroud wearing a, there was separate conferences, so let's go.
Well, be CJ Stroud wearing like a
Commander's hat.
Yeah, a Commander's hat or a Jets hat. It's weird.
You can't do that, dude.
No, it's weird. It's weird. And I do like, unless you're a diehard, when you move to a city and you're the franchise guy and you're going to be there for 15 years, unless you're a diehard, embrace the city. Like, I always liked when I grew up, obviously, a big Red Wings fan in Detroit, and I always loved that all the Red Wing players would wear, because the Tigers have a red hat. You know, it's a fashion hat, but it has that gothic D on it. And all the Red Wing players used to wear that. And they were like, yeah, we're supporting our, you know, the Tigers, even though it was like Red Wings colors. And it kind of became a thing, so much so where Detroit, the Red Wings had to adopt their own D. They created their own D because all the players wore the Tiger hats. Mm. And vice versa. A lot of the Tigers will wear Red Wing stuff. I like when teams in the same city kind of support you. I think that's a cool thing. And for CJ Stroud, lean into the Astros.
Well, much like, I mean, he doesn't need to wear an Astros hat, but much like, I was thinking about Dan Lanning today.
Yeah.
Dan Lanning, whether he wants to or not, he has the awareness that he needs to show support for the other athletic teams. And he does. He shows up to basketball games. Yep. He talks about the women's basketball team, the volleyball, whatever.
Yeah. He had a duty.
Same thing when you're the quarterback of an NFL franchise, dude.
I like it.
You need to know, read the room. Yeah. You need to know at least, at the very least, what hat you shouldn't be wearing in your city.
This is one of the old man takes that you've had, but I love it. I love that this is about as old and curmudgeon-y as we get, and I'm all for it.
All right, let's talk about Disney-obsessed adults like Sukanik. next, in the club, on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.